If you're on hold, hang in there. If not, the telephone number is toll-free. Hit at it. 1-800-636-8686. But as promised, before we do anything else, we are joined right now by a four-time All-Star. He is a two-time Silver Slugger, a shortstop for the Cleveland Indians. He had a couple of hits in last night's win over Detroit. Detroit is at Cleveland tonight, 7 p.m. He appears courtesy of Topps and the Topps X Lindor set. Shortstop Francisco Lindor is my guest. Francisco, great to have you on the show. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. How you doing?
Good, man. Good. Good to talk to you. So you're coming off a win over Detroit, which gives you a couple of straight wins after dropping a pair to Minnesota coming out of the All-Star break. How good did it feel to start the series against Detroit with that win?
Felt really good. At the end of the day, we try and win every single day. We couldn't get those first two wins against Minnesota the first 2 days after the All-Star break, but seems like we're on the right track right now. We're enjoying the game.
You know, overall, it's a team that had a losing record at the end of May, but in June and July, you've completely turned this thing around. You've gotten 24-11 since then. You're now tied for the wild card. What has been the biggest change for the Indians?
I think we started to believe on each other. Rely on each other, and play the game the right way at the end of the day. It's a long season. It's an extremely long season, and there's still a lot of games left. And at the beginning, it seemed like all the new guys were still like in that mindset of, am I going to stay here? Do I belong here? But now they all truly believe that they belong here and they're going to stay here, and it's all about winning right now.
Indian shortstop Francisco Lindor joining us. You know, every time I have your manager, Terry Francona, on the program, he talks about how much he loves you as a player. So what's Tito like as a manager, and what's he like to play for?
Tito has been amazing. He has been a blessing to my life and to all of our lives. Because he has allowed me to be Francisco Lindor since day one. That's why he said the first meeting I had with him, it was like, just be you, be Francisco Lindor, but show them you want to win. Show them you're here to help this team get better on the daily basis, and the guys will respect you. You will earn their respect, and no matter what you do, don't back down from anything. And that's exactly what I've been doing since day one, listening to Tito. And I thank him a lot because he let me be me.
Now, in addition to that, the one thing that he talks about all the time is your love of the game and how you can bring that to the park every single night. When did you first fall in love with baseball?
I was a young boy. My dad, he coached the game, and my brother and my cousin, they played the game. So I was always around the game. I was always in the backyard with a baseball glove and a bat. I'm playing around. I was probably like 4 or 5 years old. That's what I couldn't get away from the game, and that's all I've done since I was a little kid.
Francisco Lindor is my guest. You mentioned your father. So how much did you learn from your father about hitting and especially about being a switch hitter?
A lot. My swing, I owe it to him. Of course, I have made some adjustments as I continue along the way, but he was the one that taught me my swing and taught me how to use my hips, use my hands, pretty much everything. Everything I what I look like right now, it comes from my dad. And then along the way, I made some adjustments. You know, you continue to grow, you continue to learn from others, and you implement it into your game, and you continue to get better.
We're talking Indian shortstop Francisco Lindor. You know, on top of that, when you were 12, your father suggested that you go to Florida with him to play and to go to Monteverde Academy. So you were leaving home at a really young age, and you went to a school where you didn't know the language that well. Looking back, what was that time like?
It was a scary moment. It was scary knowing that I was going to a different country, not knowing the language, and not knowing who I was going to school with. You know, the first day of school is always a little nerve-wracking. Imagine not knowing the language and not knowing anybody. Maybe a little bit more scary, but at the end of the day, it was the best decision me and my family have made. And I have no regrets. It was a young Francisco Lindor running around telling people, I don't know the language. Don't talk to me. I don't know.
Yeah, it's got to be a really challenging time. Yet here we are, and you're having this, conducting this interview on a nationally syndicated program. I've always been amazed by athletes who can do that, and I really admire it. I really respect it. You know, you started this season with an injury, which meant that you missed the first few weeks of the regular season. Knowing how much the game means to you, knowing how much you love the game, how challenging a time was that?
Man, it was really challenging. Knowing that my team left, they broke camp, they went somewhere else to get the season going, and I wasn't there to be there with them. It was upsetting. It sucked. You know, you start learning to not take anything for granted, to understand that health is a blessing, and you got to do whatever it takes on a daily basis to stay healthy.
Francisco, in terms of that, earlier this season, you and your teammates learned that Carlos Carrasco had been diagnosed with leukemia. What was your reaction when you heard that Cookie had been diagnosed with cancer? And then how have you gone about supporting him?
It was shocking. It was a shocking news, something you never expect from somebody that's so happy and looks so healthy and is performing at a very high level. He mentioned it, and we all looked around like, oh, my God, you know, this is real. This is real. This is something that you don't want no one to go through, and now you have a teammate going through it, and our problems that we have at the batter's box or on the mound or on the field are Disney problems. This is a real problem, you know. What he's going through is a real problem. It's something that you can lose your life, you know. Nobody's counting on it, and nobody believes that's what's going to happen because Cookie's so strong and he compete on everything he does, and he's going to be fine. But it makes you realize that life is precious, and life is too short for us to be worrying about what's happening on the field.
Extremely well said, my man. Francisco Lindor joining us. I want to ask you about your Topps baseball cards in one moment, but I do want to ask you about the fact that you played in the All-Star game. It was your fourth time that you were named to the All-Star team, but you got to play in Cleveland in front of your own fans. When you were wearing a microphone during the All-Star game, you were giving out advice like where people should eat. You were talking about Cleveland as, quote, my city. What's it been like for you to play in Cleveland, and how do you like that town?
I love Cleveland. Cleveland's a great city. But better yet, they got great people here. They have people that are very genuine. They care about players. They care about the sports. And I loved it. Playing in Cleveland during the All-Star game was truly special. The fans, they behaved. They did they great how they always have. And the city, the MLB and the Clevelanders, they put up a great event. It turned out to be very nice everywhere you went, and it's my favorite All-Star game.
Francisco Lindor, my guest. Now, you are working with Topps Baseball Cards, and you've created your own set of players involving icons of the past, the present, and the future, guys like Derek Jeter, Mike Trout, Yadier Molina, Roberto Clemente, Jackie Robinson. What did it mean to be able to create your own set of cards and include all those players?
It's always fun whenever you can put your own roster in baseball cards. You know, you grow up and you try to collect some cards, or you see your friends collecting cards, and now you can put your favorite players and players that set the way for all of us. And it's fun. It's cool. You get to customize them however you want. You put a little touch of your own. And Topps did an amazing job of creating and making ideas come to reality.
It is cool. And if people listening or watching want to get the set, it is available on Topps.com. Really quickly, which cards are your favorite in that set?
the current rosters, because that's the ones I see now. Those are the ones I see now. The Javi, me, Trout, those are pretty cool. But also the old school time, the old timers, those are cars you don't get to see on a daily basis no more. You know, you don't see somebody come up to you and next to you there's a King Griffey or Roberto Clemente card next to you.
He is a four-time All-Star. He is a Gold Glove winner. He is a two-time Silver Slugger. Today, he appeared courtesy of Topps and the Topps X Lindor set. Francisco, so glad I could finally get you on the show. Great to talk to you. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That was fun, man. Have a great day. Francisco Lindor, he is slick. He is such a slick player.